happening. Okay.
This is a live taste testing.
Since we're on radio, you have to describe what it looks like.
Okay, so it's a brownie, but it's like a small muffin dipped in, as you mentioned, chocolate glaze, which like hardened on the outside. It's like a nice helmet almost. This is incredible. And then right before the icing got hard, she dipped it in rainbow sprinkles. Mm-hmm. Give it a little color.
Go on, have life. A bite.
So here it goes. Should I one bite this or?
Yeah, one bite it.
All right.
Yeah.
It's small enough. So
pop it in your mouth. Here, Tristan, do you want to?
I don't want to.
You want to join in on this?
No, I've already had two.
They're so tiny, though. Like,
yeah.
All right, here we go.
Not great for the physique. Pat is trying it. He's making sure he chews before he talks again.
Very polite.
But Shaughnessy, you guys are excited. It's Friday's game over Fairfield. How exciting to win in overtime. And I was talking to Emily, as Pat is trying his brownie, about the fact that you guys went down a man, fought it off, and then scored the game winner.
Yeah.
I mean, made it even better.
It did. And I think that what we've been talking about all season is we've been pretty well seasoned and weathered with, we've gone through every situation. I shouldn't say every situation, but a lot of different situations before we entered conference play. We've been in overtime games, penalty shootouts, two men down situations, green cards, yellow cards, refs that where you feel like every call is going against you, reffing where it feels like it's going for you. What other situations, being down a goal first, scoring first and then going down. I think that what the beginning of the season really did for us is make us resilient and feel pretty confident that we can handle whatever's being thrown at us. So that little, and also with the Fairfield game, we had a lot of people out of position and playing positions that they hadn't played in at all season. We had Lena DeMarco, I showed you that beautiful picture of her black eye that she received during the first half of that game and then had to go to the hospital. She's okay. But, we had different people in different positions. Flora was out with a concussion, and the fact that we were so adaptable to all the changes that were thrown at us, that was the thing that I was most proud of with that win.
And you got to give Emily Perriman an ice bath.
Yes, we did.
And you didn't get wet.
No, when you straighten your hair and put on makeup, there's no way you're going to get anywhere near a splash of water, is my motto.
True.
It was one of the most well-executed ice baths at the end of the game that I have ever witnessed.
Yeah,
I mean,
it was the whole bucket of water.
It looked scripted. Like,
it was great.
Yeah, yeah. Normally, someone jumps out of the way at the last second. Nope. Mm-hmm. Did not happen.
Pat?
Yeah, I'm back, by the way. That was outstanding.
What was?
The brownie bite, whatever you want to call it.
Really good.
Yeah, yeah.
I liked her. Remember she made the red velvet one?
The red velvet cupcake.
Brownie, cupcake, whatever it was.
A red velvet brownie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my. Yeah.
And really good.
Another great thing about Carla, talk about not taking shortcuts. Everything is from scratch. Nothing is out of a box. So these are whole ingredients that you just enjoyed. Now, do you want to talk about the texture?
We got one more guess. I don't know if we can keep going in this.
The texture was anything you'd want in a brownie.
Delightful. Yeah. Yes, okay, yes. Great job, Carla.
Really good richness.
Really good richness. Now, speaking of treats, before we let you go. Yes. Halloween coming up. Your favorite Halloween treat.
Oh, that's a good one. I love it when you get an apple. No, I'm just kidding. The popcorn in the bag.
We would have muted your mic.
Yes.
Oh, I have the power. Gosh. I'm going to say the little baby Snickers. Or, no, sorry. Sorry for yelling. Reese's peanut butter cups.
Wow.
Is the
three
best.
Three in a row?
That's three.
The Reese's. I should keep a tally.
The things that you don't, I'm not a fan of are, Skittles or, the really sweet stuff. I like chocolate and peanut butter all day long.
Oh, yeah.
Got it.
Have to.
Favorite costume you've ever worn?
Ooh. Let's see. I was the Wicked Witch of the West that I feel like I could do every single year as the head coach. I think that
suits you.
That suits me pretty well. But Carla and I have amazing, I don't know if you guys know this, but we do a Halloween practice. Yeah, we do a Halloween practice every year, and the rules are you have to be able to play in your costume. So it is, you know, if you're walking by, it might look a little silly, but we are taking practice very seriously. We're just dressed up differently. But Carla and I have epic costumes planned for this year. So it's a secret. Obviously, it has to be a surprise, but we're really excited about it.
What a tease. Wow.
That's just, I know. It could be open, you know, open to the public, that practice, if you'd like to come.
Okay.
We'll be at Brown.
All right. Great. Can't wait.
Shaughnessy, this is a blast. Thank you for joining us. And thank you for the treats. Yeah.
Thank you very much. We're hoping to, you know, take care of these two games and go in number one in the conference, but our goal is to, you know, make the conference tournament. So we're taking it one game at a time and hoping to play better hockey.
Thanks, Shaughnessy.
Thank you, Shaughnessy. Best of luck, guys, this weekend. That was field hockey head coach Shaughnessy Saucier. I'm here with Pat Puzo, and the cat, Tristan Hobbs.
We have Quinn in the hallway. You want to bring her right in?
We have Quinn in the hallway, yeah. Quinn Massaroni, who we mentioned would be joining us. She's here, ready to go. It is 11:52.
Want to start off with a brownie?
As Shaughnessy now offers Quinn a brownie. Oh, my.
By assistant coach,
what a way to start. What a way to start.
Quinn, you can have that before we start.
Yeah, Quinn, if you want to have the brownie before we start. No, nope. Save it for after. All right. Yeah, all right.
It's better that way. Quinn, welcome.
Yeah, Quinn, thank you for joining us.
You're our sixth guest and our last one today. And I think you're our oldest guest so far.
Student.
Class-wise. The fifth year, right?
Yes.
Nice.
Hopefully I can bring some wisdom.
Well, hoping that too.
Yes.
Quinn, you guys 7-8 this year. You've won all seven games by shutout, kind of unique. This team has a chance to win more games than any Division I team has. You were on that team that did that. I think it was 2012, your first year here. They won 11 games. Mm-hmm. Do you see similarities in these two teams, the success?
I think the biggest similarity is between our records, but we have a different attitude this year than when I was a freshman. The dynamic between the classes and between the players and the coaches is really strong, and everyone's working together to achieve a common goal. I think when I came in as a freshman in 2012, that team had 12 seniors, and they fueled a lot of our success because they brought so much aggression. But this year it's coming from a lot of different people.
You mentioned that team you came in on had 12 seniors this year, just seven, and a lot of underclassmen making significant contributions to the team. How's that dynamic been between a lot of the upperclassmen, the seniors, juniors, and then a lot of the freshmen who have been seeing key time?
It's been great. The freshmen came in ready for the season and ready to have an impact, and that's just what they've done. And it's a testament to the seniors' strength as leaders that we can build a team atmosphere that isn't dominated by one class. So I think the seniors are contributing to the success of the freshmen in that we're allowing them to show off their strong skill set.
What have you seen from this team this year that obviously you start off 3-2 in league play. What do you see as one of the leaders on this team? What do you see? What do you like? Have you guys been doing well?
I like our commitment to practice hard. So our results are nice. Our record is nice in that it's one of the best in my career here at Bryant. But the difference is that every day when we go to practice, we're ready to play and we're ready to focus on our job that day.
You have senior day on Sunday. Kind of weird. It has to be. I know. What's going through your mind about that? I don't know if you thought about it or not, but senior day.
Well, for me, it's been a long time coming. In that, it's my fifth year. I think that my general thought is we have a job to do this weekend, so it's nice that we're going to be honored, but we're also going to focus on the task at hand, which is to bring home some wins.
So a little timeline on Quinn. She started here 2012, then she left us, transferred to St. Rose in New York, and has come back. So kind of like the prodigal daughter here, coming back to Bryant. So this is not your senior class you came into Bryant with. What's it been like to be a part of this senior class?
These guys have welcomed me in with open arms, and it's made the transition so easy for me. I'm coming into a great class, talent-wise and personality-wise. We have a lot of contributors on the field, but off the field, these girls have adopted me as the additional sister, and it's been great, and it's been an easy transition.
Not many people can say they went to school, went to another school, and then came back to that school. How unique has that been for you?
It's a very unique experience, and I've seen now three entirely different soccer teams at the collegiate level, which is, again, a unique experience. Coming into this team, the reason I decided to take my fifth year was because I saw something different in this team, which we already touched upon, and it was kind of the unity between the classes to create one team instead of a team divided.
We had your coach, Andy Biggs, on with us last week. Playing for him this year, and Erica Marshall as well, what has that experience been like, his leadership, not just on the seniors, also the freshmen that he brought in? What has playing for him been like for you?
It's been wonderful. He has a different perspective than any coach I've ever had before, which is a very process-oriented mentality. So when we go out to practice, we're there to work, and we're there to focus on small goals that will lead us to achieving the bigger goal, which is winning games.
Quinn, I'm going to step off the soccer field here real quick. Last spring, you received an honor. I don't know the name of the honor. I know you received the honor. So it was a pretty hefty honor that you got. Tell us a little bit about that.
So the name of the award was the Lamb Prize for Political Science. A bit of a mouthful. And it was a huge honor and a great way to end my undergraduate career. It was a reflection of my work in the classroom, but also the professors that I had in the social sciences department here at Bryant. They encouraged me to submit my paper for the prize, and then when they won, they supported me in going to accept it and all of the work that was involved in kind of publicizing the award.
More nervous taking the field for game day or going to receive this award?
Soccer comes naturally to me, so I guess going to accept the award and being in the public eye in that way was a little bit more nerve-wracking.
And are you using that this year now as your fifth year? Are you getting your MBA this year?
I am pursuing my master's in communications.
Okay,
so
great.
Still following the arts and sciences track.
And how is that? What are you hoping to do? What's your next move? Maybe too soon, I don't know.
It is early. I'm enjoying the program so far, and I think going forward I'd like to apply my undergrad base, which is in political science, and kind of combine that with the communications work that I'm doing now, and find a way for those to mesh together.
Staying off the field, Coach Biggs last week mentioned to us that on bus trips, you guys like to watch a kind of wide variety of movie selections. all three of the Takens, The Conjuring, he named. Whose decisions? Who's in charge of picking those movies? Kind of all over the place.
There are a lot of different decision makers. The Conjuring was initially vetoed by a strong group of delegates, which I was part of. But this most recent bus trip, we had some girls take initiative and just pop in a movie, and no one rejected the choice, which was the Lizzie McGuire movie. So we continue to pick a wide range of movies.
Taken to the Lizzie McGuire movie, wow. Really opposite ends of the spectrum there.
Completely opposite, and The Conjuring as well. Totally different movie.
You guys seem like a fun team, though. Obviously, you talk about the commitment and the practicing hard. What is this team really when it comes down and when you scrape off all the facade? What is it? It seems like a fun team.
Yeah, we're having fun. We we like to remind each other that we chose to be here because we love soccer. So when the going gets tough or when we face a setback,